Washington voters are narrowly passing a class size measure that comes with a multi-billion dollar price tag. Initiative 1351 was trailing on election night, but has since picked up votes. If it passes, Washington lawmakers will have to figure out how to fund it, or muster the votes to amend it. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Washington's budget office has projected Initiative 1351 would require 7,500 new teachers and more than 10,000 new school staff. Estimated cost, $4.7 billion over the next 4 years.
Look, I don't know how to pay for it. That's why I didn't support it.
That's Democrat Ross Hunter. He chairs the House Budget Committee. Hunter says the class size measure would compound an already difficult budget situation. The legislature is under court order to come up with several billion more dollars just to adequately fund public schools. Hunter says one option would be to amend the initiative with a two-thirds vote of the legislature, but he questions whether many of his fellow Democrats would support that.
You know, how are they going to go back to their constituents and say, well, I know 60% of you voted for this, but yeah, we're not doing that.
The class size counts measure was backed and funded by state and national teachers unions. They say Washington's ranking as 47th out of the 50 states in class size is unacceptable. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.